Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it's a great day to look at a great trend in movies and in political life. In movies, there are more and more movies that come out that follow what people in Hollywood call a TikTok pattern. In other words, where there is a ticking clock before something explodes or before somebody gets let out of prison. I mean, even High Noon, the great classic with Gary Cooper, that was all about looking at a clock before the train arrived with a killer who was going to revenge himself on the sheriff. There are all kinds of ticking clocks that Americans have to be concerned about right now. Probably the biggest one has to do with the potential for a default and for an economic catastrophe, the like of which we haven't seen since 2008. It could be much worse in every regard in terms of markets, salaries, employment, basically the functioning of the American economic life than the beginning of the pandemic was, and that was pretty bad. We came back quickly. Now, who knows what the last quarter of the year is going to bring. But there's another ticking clock that is specific to the state of Washington, which involves an October 18th deadline, which is just about the same day that we have to make sure Congress gets through an increase in the debt limit. It's totally necessary. And it's also totally necessary that they resolve this embarrassing matter at the Washington State University out in Pullman, which involves the Washington State University football coach, Nick Rolovich. Just 1 week remains for state employees to get a COVID-19 vaccine in time for immunity by the governor's October 18th deadline. Unless Washington State University football coach Nick Rolovich, this again from the Seattle Times editorial board, has gotten inoculated without telling the public or his employers, his selfish stance against this sensible public health measure puts him hard against that deadline. Rolovich should get his vaccine now or clean out his office. Either way, Washington State University President Kirk Schultz should explain why he has tolerated this idiotic behavior for so long. He's known since July that his football coach was declining to get the vaccine, despite massive evidence of its safety and efficacy. Since then, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has fully approved the Pfizer vaccine. Millions of Americans have received free vaccinations without notable problems. And the Delta variant has spiked infections, hospitalizations, and deaths among the unvaccinated. And by the way, particularly in eastern Washington, where Washington State is, they've had problems because in Idaho, across the border, they're all clean out of hospital space or ICU space. And the governor, who's a very solid conservative Republican, has been pleading with people to get vaccinated. And then right across the border, they have some of the eastern Washington hospitals that are jam-packed with Idaho refugees, COVID refugees. And they also need to ramp up some of the vaccination rate. And yes, of course, they are going to be influenced by this Rolovich case. What they say in the Seattle Times, they say that the Delta variant has spiked infections, hospitalizations, and deaths almost exclusively among the unvaccinated. Yet Rolovich, an educated person with a master's degree, has apparently not wavered. He has tried to hide in plain sight, claiming he would abide by the vaccine mandate, but ducking follow-up questions about how. Look, the fire chief, Klimmert, in Vashon Island, had also said he was not going to comply with the governor's order. He was not going to comply with the mandate and was not going to get vaccinated. He got vaccinated. He did the right thing. He made the very rational conclusion that it was better for him at his age to keep his job and keep his health. And, okay. the WSU, its in conference record in the Pac-12 is 0-2 overall. They're 1-3. The Cougs don't look so great. And again, is Nick Rolovich somehow worried that getting the vaccine is going to ruin his record of success? And the fact that he won't answer the question when he is the highest paid employee in the state of Washington. This is unbelievable. The Seattle Times again says a simple trip to a vaccine clinic or a drugstore could end this spiral of shoddy leadership. Instead, Rolovich has coached and conducted interviews from a distance, willingly exposing himself at his university to national ridicule. The team is visibly suffering. The Cougars have won just one game and gotten a commitment from just one football recruit in the 2 months since Rolovich declared he would refuse vaccination. WSU's $3.2 million coaching salary ought to buy more than this. And that's $3.2 million in a year. In a year. And from Coug Center, the morning after, Nick Rolovich is cooked after only 7 games. It's already clear this is not going to work, and a remarkably efficient achievement unparalleled in perhaps the entire history of Washington State football. It's taken Nick Rolovich all of 7 games to completely burn to the ground everything Coach Mike Leach built in his 8 successful years. The teardown, most certainly, was complete sometime before Saturday, but when the Cougars collapsed again by fecklessly surrendering 45 unanswered points to USC, it was the final manifestation of a reality that is undeniable at this point. The Nick Rolovich era already is over. So, what does anybody have a theory on this? Why it is? Is he trying to get attention for, quote, a principled stand against getting a vaccine? He wears masks all the time. The Seattle Times says, there is still time for a comeback. Well, I'm not so sure about winning the conference. Like the fire chief of Vashon Island, he can publicly state objections, but accept that having a job of high public responsibility comes with conditions of employment in a pandemic. Those conditions include getting vaccinated to limit the spread and the possibility of disastrous health outcomes. A reluctant embrace of responsibility still counts, as the fire chief showed by getting vaccinated to keep his job. And then they say this. The editorial board all signs it. If Rolovich wants to turn away from that, the team should be in more trustworthy hands, because this coach has shrugged so often at the responsibilities that come with a high-profile position. President Schultz, the president of WSU, and athletic director Pat Chun must be ready, when the deadline arrives, to hold him accountable immediately. This sorry spectacle has played out too long already. What is the idea? What is the achievement here? And by the way, the most striking thing about this is, as they point out, a part of what a football coach does is try to sign recruits, try to persuade people to make their football career and their academic career bring them out to Pullman. That's not happening. Wins are not happening. Sanity is not happening. My guess is he will bend ultimately. And if he doesn't, he better be prepared to try to explain. 1-800-955-1776. We'll get back to YouTube banning anti-vax propaganda. Coming up. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, headline in the Wall Street Journal, it says YouTube to pull videos containing vaccine falsehoods. And I know a lot of people see a headline like that and they say, well, what right do they have to do that? Well, the fact is, YouTube is a private company. And if they find some content that they believe to be, rightly or wrongly, dangerous and fraudulent, then they have a perfect right. People make money off of YouTube. One of the folks who has one of the great presences on YouTube at the moment, at least, Dr. Joseph Merkula, who is the leading proponent of so-called alternate medicine on YouTube. He's against, not just, by the way, the vaccines for COVID-19. He's against all vaccines. He, as opposed to measles vaccines, he made his name and made his initial money with being opposed to flu vaccines, which, by the way, are also so important. And can actually, they don't work for everyone, they don't work all the time, but they greatly reduce the chances of people having serious, sometimes life-threatening illness with flu. So here's the story as the Wall Street Journal reports it. Again, it's not the New York Times and it's not Washington Post, it's Wall Street Journal. Is YouTube said it would remove content that falsely alleges approved vaccines are dangerous and cause severe health effects, expanding the video platform's efforts to curb COVID-19 misinformation to other inoculations. The claims that approved vaccines cause autism, that's banned. And by the way, that's been so well proven to be a fraud. They've taken away the license to practice medicine of the main physician advocating that idea, which is dangerous and not true and incredibly painful for parents who are dealing with the actualities of autism. They also are taking down anything that says that approved vaccines cause cancer or infertility, or that they don't reduce transmission or contraction of diseases. The policies cover general statements about vaccines, not only those for COVID-19, and also covers specific routine immunizations, such as those for measles and hepatitis B. YouTube said it has removed more than 130,000 videos for violating its COVID-19 vaccine policies since last year. We've steadily seen false claims about the coronavirus vaccine spill over into misinformation about vaccines in general, YouTube said in a statement. We're now at a point where it's more important than ever to expand the work we started with COVID-19 to other vaccines. Does that mean somehow implanting chips into people or taking them over or somehow brainwashing them? None of the above. YouTube has permanently cut off several channels tied to what it regards as well-known spreaders of vaccine misinformation, a spokeswoman said. They include those belonging to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Joseph Merkula. Dr. Merkula has actually become very, very wealthy spreading this misinformation. He donated $4 million to an anti-vaccine foundation, he says, which is a lot of money, keeps it in business. In response to the termination of his YouTube channel, Dr. Merkula said in a post on Twitter that anyone who asks questions or challenges the hard sell is immediately censured on social media. Okay, it hasn't stopped him from communicating his ideas, which have probably cost lives. Certainly, almost certainly cost lives. Because when you see the fact that in state after state, county after county, hospital after hospital, we had the doctors from Evergreen Health here on the Michael Medved show talking about the fact that the people who are seriously ill, the people who get hospitalized, the people who die from COVID-19 are almost entirely well over 90%, people are unvaccinated. And given the fact that we are now getting up to 70%, finally, of Americans being vaccinated, what you're talking about is basically people who are making themselves into victims, which I don't understand. YouTube said it would continue to allow videos on vaccine policies, new vaccine trials, and historical vaccine successes or failures, as well as personal testimonials related to the vaccines. That policy reflects what the company sees as the importance of public discussion and debate, it said. Also this week, YouTube said it suspended the posting privileges of RTDE, which is the German language service of Russian state-owned media company RT, Russia Today, over COVID-19 misinformation. Russia's foreign ministry said on Twitter that the action represented flagrant censorship and suppression of freedom of expression, and that Russia was looking at retaliatory measures. Well, are they going to do retaliatory measures saying that Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson don't work and Sputnik does? Which, by the way, does have some genuine medical questions about it. This is unreal. And there's also this breaking news from The Hill. Ivermectin disinformation leads to new kinds of chaos. An avalanche of misinformation about the anti-parasitic drug ivermectin's ability to treat COVID-19 has caused a series of national problems, from increased calls to poisoning centers to a shortage of the medicine itself. But ivermectin-related calls to poison centers this year have more than tripled compared to the same period last year, with 1,440 calls through September 20th, according to the American Association of Poison Control Centers. July in particular saw a fivefold increase in ivermectin calls compared to the pre-pandemic baseline, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some cases have been fatal, with New Mexico reporting this week two deaths from misusing ivermectin as a COVID-19 medication. Something is going on here in this country, and it's very recent. I don't believe that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, that there would be a significant number of Americans who would believe all of the lies about the vaccine, about ivermectin, and more of it. Explain. We'll be right back.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Kids are being gunned down on New York City streets, and junkies have taken over a swath of Midtown Manhattan. But Mayor Bill de Blasio summed up his policing priorities in two words Thursday: customer service.
The sad reality is so many people who just were trying to exercise their rights to get information or file a concern or a complaint, find out what's happening with a case, they were treated in a way that doesn't have anything to do with customer service or respect. That's not acceptable.
De Blasio called his revolutionary initiative for the NYPD a paradigm shift, saying customer service has to be what the NYPD is about. On Thursday, Senate Republicans joined with Democrats to pass a stopgap bill to fund the government through December, averting a government shutdown set to begin in the early hours of Friday morning. The House later aligned with the Senate to avert a government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's a new dietary supplement. No, it has nothing to do with ivermectin, and yes, it is completely safe and reliable. It's a dietary supplement and alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. It's natural. I use Balance 7 pH concentrate for more energy, more mental clarity, more relief from joint discomfort, as a boost to your immune system, to optimize pH balance, to help with weight loss, while detoxing your body and relieving heartburn and aiding digestion. Those are 7 benefits, right? And you get that from Balance 7. And right now, if you go to balance7.com, you use the code AL, A-L, at checkout, you receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. My Smooth Skin is an ultra-luxury product that retails normally at $13.99, but it's free with your Balance 7 dietary supplement order. Again, head to balance7.com and use the word AL, A-L, at checkout to get in on the free My Smooth Skin promotion with your order of Balance 7 pH concentrate. That's balance7.com. Okay, with all of this going on right now, I was asking a question. Why are people seemingly so much more ready to believe craziness? And you might say, well, it depends on how you define craziness. But, for instance, we had far less medical sophistication in 1918, 1919. We lost 675,000 Americans died. And that was at a time when the American population was about 100 million. So it would be as if we had triple the rate of death that we have now with COVID-19. But what's interesting about that is that there were no organized movements. There are no people making money on quack solutions like ivermectin or like Dr. Merkula publishes on his various websites, making millions of dollars and basically hurting people. That didn't really exist during the 1918-1919. Now, people didn't know what was going on. They did not have a vaccination. But the following of lockdowns, of closing of schools and churches and restaurants, and they did all of that, was basically accepted as something necessary. Now, you could say, well, America had just gone through a year and a half of fighting Germany in World War I. And yes, warfare brings you together and makes you more used to working together for the common good. But for goodness sake, given the amount of information that is available to people, the amount of ability to check some of these stories and the cockeyed stories that come across, I think part of what has happened, and it's a huge problem, is because of all of the stories on the internet and all of the conspiracy theories that develop out there. And yes, we passed the full moon. We were going to do a conspiracy show. We didn't get to it. But it's so much part of our daily conversation. I mean, the idea of stolen elections and bamboo ballots and basically that there are negative forces that are infiltrating everything, the lack of a sense of goodwill concerning even people who disagree with you, the recognition that people can disagree strenuously on political issues and yet all be decent people who want the best for the country. That's part of what is sending us cruising toward this potential breakdown with a default coming up at some point, could be as soon as next week. Daniel Henninger writes in the Journal today, "It is in the interests of Speaker Pelosi and her fellow fork carrier, Senator Chuck Schumer, to narcotize the public and press with arcane process detail. But what we're witnessing is the capital of a great nation on the verge of collapsing the country into a state of long-term misgovernance. As it began, this week's House agenda read like the to-do list of a madhouse. Vote on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Vote on a $3.5 trillion spending reconciliation bill. Vote on a continuing resolution to avoid a government shutdown until they decide the details inside the 2,465 pages of the spending bill. Vote to increase the U.S. government's debt ceiling now at $28 trillion. Last week, when Speaker Pelosi and Mr. Schumer said they and the White House had a framework for the revenue to pay for the spending, their Democratic colleagues, Senator Bernie Sanders and Mark Warner, said they had no idea or the foggiest what the two were talking about. This is Democrats who don't even understand what it is that Biden is claiming. The country's president, Joe Biden, weighed in the next day with the assertion that his spending plans, by now heading north of $6 trillion, would cost nothing. Washington is in fantasy land, and Mr. Biden has become Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio, crooning, "When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true." Actually, it can't be Jiminy Cricket, because Jiminy Cricket also sang, "Let your conscience be your guide." None of this follows conscience. It's wildly irresponsible. And how is this supposed to end up? How is the war against vaccines supposed to end up? And that's not on one side or the other side. It's not liberal. It's not conservative. It's just nuts. And again, the overspending is wildly irresponsible, and that is primarily on one side. Henninger writes, this week's political spectacle and this president are putting a necessary issue in front of the American people. The competence of government in our time, or more precisely, misgovernance, the issue of government's managerial competence has already been brought forward by the evacuation from Kabul, the migrant mess at the border, and the decline of civil order in many U.S. cities. The $3.5 trillion spending plan is about the less visible problem of designing public programs on paper that fall apart in the real world. And part of what Henninger talks about here is that it would be worse for the country if this bill were passed, and probably worse for Democrats. Because what happens is, with all of these bills that are completely unrealistic, they end up giving more power to bureaucrats who are not capable of delivering the promised results, precisely because they're not supposed to be. The whole purpose is not necessarily a specific reform, but it is expanding the general power of government. Look, it's a real problem, and trying to get together with people of goodwill, that's why Joe Manchin and, yes, Kristen Sinema of Arizona are so important. She, by the way, is doing a huge fundraiser with a bunch of Republican, typically, donors. Does that indicate a change in the works? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, the bitterness, the suspicion, the claim of conspiratorial intent for anyone you disagree with, it was on display during the abortion hearings earlier. And, of course, one of the most radical voices is one of the most radical voices generally, Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan. And she spoke passionately in the hearing, and had this to say, clip 19.
When are we going to actually call this out for what it is? Now, this is about controlling women in our country, period. Stop pretending it's anything but. You know, what's so distressful about all of this is the fact that it's not just Texas, Chairwoman, you know this. This is literally opening the floodgates to the possibility that we are actually going to see our country punish and criminalize abortion, criminalize women making a very difficult decision.
Okay, a very difficult decision that they were all bragging about. Earlier with disclosing their own so-called personal abortion stories. And again, look, I am not a big fan of the Texas law. I'm not. I think it's a mistake strategically. I think it's a mistake substantively. And I think it is extremely likely that it will be struck down when the court actually takes a look at it. And having said that, can you not recognize that this is not just about, quote, controlling women in our country? That people who want more regulation of abortion, of the termination of pregnancies, of the termination of a living being, the termination of a human life. And by the way, Yuval Levin, I think, says this better than anybody. How can you deny that a baby, even a baby very early in the process, is a human life? Is it alive? Well, a heart is kind of an indication that it is. It's not innate matter, inert matter. It's a living thing. And then, is that living thing human? It has all of the DNA markings. What is it if it's not human? So do you want to say it's a full person? Okay, that you can argue about. But a human life, it certainly is. And the people who who actually exert themselves and make sacrifices and passionately work to try to protect human life are not doing that because they hate women. Some of those women grow up to become pro-life activists, by the way. The most moving aspect of many pro-life dinners, banquets, occasions in which I've participated, is often when people come out and talk about how they're very glad that their mothers were actually persuaded to allow them to live. And to, when you're talking about something this complex and this delicate and this personal, this profound, to talk about the other side, either way you argue it, as malevolent, as evil, as a great conspiracy about, quote, controlling women in our country, this is pathetic and it's destructive. And we deserve better in this country. Look, it's one of those things that I think a lot of people are very focused on who is going to be the nominee for the Republican Party in 2024. And, of course, the odds-on favorite, at least according to most analysis, is Donald Trump. That's assuming he runs. I am not at all sure that he will. But it's also a very big question who the Democrats are going to put up. I mean, I think her performance today, which was so pathetic with that student at George Mason University, where she couldn't even speak back, talk back, on the claim that Israel had perpetrated ethnic genocide. Ethnic genocide. By the way, you know the dumbest part of that? Is the population of Palestinians everywhere has gone up. And certainly among Palestinians who live in Israel as Israeli citizens and on the West Bank and Gaza as well. There's no genocide when populations go up. And by the way, if you go back and you look at the beginnings of the State of Israel, is after the War for Independence, the Palestinian population has continued to go up and up and up, and there has been nothing like ethnic genocide. Israel, by the way, has one of the highest birth rates, in fact, the highest birth rate of the 40 nations of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. It has the only country in the OECD that has a birth rate per woman of over 3. And which is why Israel generally has been a growing nation. They also have just about completed getting people, the Pfizer, people certainly over 50, the Pfizer booster shot and the vaccines. But the tone that we have here of people like Kamala Harris, who won't even answer a woman who proudly proclaims, "I'm not an American," and then talks about accusing Israel of genocide and genocidal policies, which is ridiculous, especially when you're talking about a anti-missile system that shoots down rockets, right? And if you talk about all the conflicts between Israel and Gaza, none of them have been started by Israel. They have all been in response to missiles, to balloons that are incendiary balloons meant to start forest fires, to attacks on Israel. And defense is a human right. And speaking of a human right, there's a questions of religious liberty, I guess you could say, about a new movie about a controversial couple who became hugely, hugely successful televangelists. It's got a great cast. Andrew Garfield plays Jim Baker, and Jessica Chastain plays the one and only Tammy Faye Baker. The movie's called The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Jim and Tammy Faye Baker became multimillionaire televangelists in the 1970s before a scandal brought their world crashing down. And now Jessica Chastain and Andrew Garfield play this dynamic and divisive duo in a lurid retelling of their rise and of their fall called The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Now playing in theaters.
Anyone who's hurting or they feel like they've been left out, God has a plan for us.
What did he tell you to do this time?
She's a firecracker, Jim.
We're not doing anything wrong, though.
Is that a question?
Well, the movie's point of view, which is relentlessly hostile to Christian conservatives, answers that question by suggesting they did everything wrong. Elaborate makeup and performances that verge on overacting leave you wondering how anyone could have ever followed this hypocritical couple. This is one-dimensional soap opera that inspires more pity than horror and leaves out large chunks of the story. Rated PG-13, 2 stars for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. And what's fascinating is that Jessica Chastain, who's the star of The Eyes of Tammy Faye, is also the star of one of the movies that we're going to be reviewing tomorrow. It's actually not a movie. It's a mini-series on HBO. It's on Netflix. It's called Scenes from a Marriage. And it also stars Oscar Isaac of Star Wars fame. And it's a remarkable film. And one that has a very surprising message that many pro-life conservatives will ardently welcome. We will talk about that tomorrow. We'll also have Daniel Henninger, who wrote so perceptively about Nancy Pelosi's Hell Week. We'll see tomorrow if he actually sees her getting out of hell and maybe rising to purgatory. We'll also be speaking with Ralph Peters. He's just done an important paper for the Hoover Institution about the long-term impact on the United States and our security by the debacle in Afghanistan. And Jerry Boyer, who does a statistical analysis and Wall Street analysis very closely, now that we've had a terrible quarter, it appears, what next for the U.S. economy and our markets? And what will the political impact be for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.